This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. It's what I always say to you, right? I want you to be part of the solution. It's how we win. But get informed first. You know, I've been saying for a long time, a couple of years now, actually, We're in an all-out war. You know that. And the war is us and them. Good versus evil. Patriot versus communist. Don't really think about it. When you look at everything that has taken place, everything, look at just the most recent raid on Trump's house, because that's what it was. It's his house. You got Barack Obama took over 1 million documents home to his house, whatever, and nothing. Not a word. Right? Nobody has explained yet. Now, what's really funny that, you got CNN. I mean, they're all giddy over all this. This is how sick these people are. This is how much they hate Trump and anybody associated with him. And they don't think that people who fight for the Constitution, the rights of the Constitution, the patriots, they believe them to be fascists. Seriously. You know, and they're upset with Republicans who deny elections and totally 1,000,000,000% totally forgotten when they denied election after election after election. Some of you have too as well, I can tell. Right? So, I don't know when we start decide to fight again, really fight, not this other stuff. When we decide to start fighting again, that's when these changes will come into place, right? And you come back to, they talk about these stolen elections. They talk about how bad we are. They talk about that they know, or seem to know, or they claim they know, more about the Constitution than we do. They call us election deniers. Yet, in 18, remember, Stacey Abrams claimed that she lost her Georgia gubernatorial race due to voter suppression. And her speech after the election, right after it was called for her opponent, she refused to concede. She still refuses to concede after all these years. She told CNN that her opponent won under the rules of the game at the time. But the game was rigged against voters in Georgia, she said. That's what she made her little backroom deal with the governor, which really threw Georgia into a tailspin. Now, USA Today, right? The right-wing rag. They said that there's little evidence that Kemp stole the election. That was her opponent. Former Vice President Al Gore, in Washington Post interview, 2 years after his presidential defeat to George Bush, said, look, I believe that if everyone in Florida who tried to vote had had his or her vote counted properly, I would have won. 2 years later, he still felt that the election was stolen from him. But see, the difference is the Democrats will tell you this is all truth and real. Nothing we say is truth and real. This is why the divide will stay. This is why we'll keep fighting with each other. Right? In January 2001, listen carefully, you had House Democrats who voted against certifying the election results of 2000. Representative Maxine Waters out of California said in a joint session of Congress that the objection is in writing. I do not care that it's not signed by a member of the Senate. In other words, I don't care what the House rules are. I don't care what the law is. I've got this, and you better act on it. You see, they pick and choose what they believe to be reality. She said, I don't care that it's not signed by a member of the Senate, which is what is necessary to force a Senate vote. Had Ohio in 2004 gone to Democrat John Kerry, he would have become president. President George Bush carried it by 51 to 49%. That was a margin of about 100,000 votes. But January 6th committee chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat out of Mississippi, on January 6th, 2005, he joined 30 other House Democrats and the Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer in refusing to certify Ohio's presidential election result. Did you hear that? See, remember, this election result was a slam dunk. Nobody ever fights it. They should have just let it go, but that's not true. They also claimed voter suppression. They also argued with no facts, absolutely no facts, that the Diebold voting machines were manipulated to re-elect Bush. Nonsense. The Senate voted 74-1 against the Democrats' challenge. We'll talk about, I know we're going to go through these because you need to know about these things. I'm tired of people being ignorant to this stuff. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pings you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
I'm trying.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host.
Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, I mean, it's like I always say, just be part of the solution. That's all it boils down to. Just be part of the solution. Right? Get informed first. Please get informed first. Seriously. And then be part of the solution. I always get a kick out of some of you that, whatever, I'm going to be nice about it, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back at it again. I mean, it was making me crazy. It's still making me crazy, you know, actually. This January 6th thing is such a big deal. Or at least they perceive it to be a big deal.
And they forget how many times they questioned the election results. Matter of fact, in recent history, almost every time there's been a Republican president, frankly. So, again, we were talking about how many times on the floor that the January 6th, on January 6th, because that's, you know, when they certify, how many times the Democrats have challenged the election. And they always do the same thing. It's the same issue, voter suppression. And it's funny because they claim that Diebold voting machines were rigged for Bush. When we said they were rigged for Biden, they go, well, you can't rig those machines. They're too secure. Right. Always love this stuff, right? The Senate voted 74-1 against the Democrats' challenge. So Senator Dick Durbin, he voted against the challenge. He praised Boxer in 2005 for making it. He said, I thank her for doing that because it gives members an opportunity once again on a bipartisan basis to look at a challenge that we faced not just in the last election in one state, but in many states. Now, Clinton consistently calls the presidential election of 2016 stolen. She hasn't given it up either. Right? I don't know how she calls it stolen. She stole it from, well, listen, let's just be frank. She stole the primary from Bernie Sanders. There's no question in my mind. And she described then-President Trump. Remember, they have super delegates. They have delegates that actually, you know, have more voting rights or get more voting points than Republicans. She described then-President Trump as illegitimate, former President Jimmy Carter said in 2019. I think a full investigation would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost. He was put in office because Russians interfered on his behalf. Really, this guy, unreal. Now we find, well, we knew, some of us knew, right? Some of us knew that the whole Russian thing was a hoax. And now you're finding out that to be truth, right? So New York Attorney General Letitia James said that she'll never be afraid to challenge his illegitimate president. Unreal. That's her only goal. That's her only job, her only goal. That's all she cares about. Just amazing. Now, about the 2016 election, remember, former Obama Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, testified under oath that while the Russians tried to manipulate voting machines, there's no evidence that a single vote was changed. Not a single tally of the votes was changed. So, which is it? Who do we believe? Do we only believe the stuff that falls in our favor? These guys are amazing. Nevertheless, in 2018, YouGov poll found that 66% of Democrats believe that Russia changed vote tallies. Now notice, 66% of Democrats. Even though Democrats in charge, Democrat officials say that the Russians did nothing. They tried to tamper, but they did nothing to change a vote. Right? In 2018 Gallup poll, found that 78% of Democrats believe that Russia's interference in the 2016 changed the outcome of the election. I got news for you people. Hillary was unelectable. She connects with no one. About the 2020 election, CNN political editor Chris Saliza, he wrote that 76% of self-identified Republicans in a new national Quinnipiac University poll. He said that's the number of Republicans who said they believe that theirs was widespread fraud in the 2020 election. And then a greater percentage of Democrats, 78%, consider 2016's presidential election have been stolen. So now what? See, every time they lose, it's stolen. And the funny thing about it is truly, listen, think about this. It's every time. We don't do that every time. We did it in the last one because still today, there are numbers coming up today that show that these votes that came in weak,
2 weeks after the polls closed. You know, I joke about it all the time. Somebody leans over and says, Frankie, how many votes do we need to make them, to help them win? And then all of a sudden they show up. So can we, let's stop playing that game. That's why, you know, I really said it. Let's, you go back to paper ballots. Even with everything that we had coming down, how was it that we got paper ballots counted by the end of the night? How'd that happen? I have to ask. I mean, seriously. We were able to get them counted. They were very accurate. When they went back through them, they were still accurate. As long as we don't run them through two and three and four times. Right? The ballots should have serial numbers on them, so if they get, somebody tries to run them through a second time, they should say already counted. I mean, I realize it's a lot to ask to want secure voting. Remember, there's more and more people are running around saying, hey, I don't know what, you know, it's no bother, they're going to steal it anyway. Why should I bother taking my time? But I will tell you something. I just saw the numbers that since the Trump raid, 73% of Republican voters who do not vote, they're not high propensity voters, means they don't come out in every election, are going to come out for this election. Go figure that one out. No, I'm not joking, I'm serious. Maybe this stuff is good. Right? Maybe this will help us in the long run. Because people, truly, people are tired of it. You know, no one is above the law, right? Except the Bidens, the Clintons, millions of illegal immigrants, domestic terrorists. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
To give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines for fighting coronavirus, saying it would no longer recommend restrictive measures like quarantining after exposure to an infected person, social distancing, and testing to screen for symptoms. The decision to revise the suggested protocol stems from the recognition that the vast majority of the U.S. population has, at this point, acquired a level of immunity, either from vaccination or infection. Western countries agreed to continue long-term funding to help Ukraine's military keep fighting, saying 1.5 billion euros have been pledged so far and more is coming. It's been nearly 5.5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly be part of just be part of the process. I can't play this. I mean, I'll go back to the other thing in a minute. But I guess Beto was giving a speech today in front of kids. And he just can't stay away from the F-bombs. Right? This seems to be his thing. And I don't get it. I don't get, does it make you more of a man? I mean, I'm not, you like to swear, that's up to you, but I don't know, what does it do? You know, what does it do for you? Whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go back to, you know, no one is above the law. I love this. I just think this is hilarious. No one is above the law, right, except the Bidens, the Clintons, millions of illegal immigrants, domestic terrorist groups that we like, you know, Antifa, BLM, and so forth, sexual abusers, we don't prosecute them. How about crazed shooters, especially the ones we know about beforehand? Pretty much every government employee who is on our side, Epstein's pals, I mean, we could go on and on and on with this, right? You know, Eric Holder, Sandy Berger, Lois Lerner, Hunter Biden, and the big guy. So when they say, you know, you can't do anything but roll around in extreme laughter when they say no one is above the law. Look at Pelosi took her son. Right? She took her son on a trip to Taiwan. And she claims there was no business deal. He said, what is she? She must be taking it from a playbook from the Bidens. Right? I mean, seriously. But nothing to see here. Because they're such good, clean people. They don't do anything wrong. It's just amazing, right? 855-732-5563. 855 Real Joe. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Questions you ask, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So I really do appreciate it. All right. Again, I just, you know, I got a scary thought for you. Some of you may not like this thought, but it's a thought nonetheless. The left is just getting more emboldened every single day. Right? The left is just, they don't really care what you think. They don't care what the law says anymore. They just don't care. Because we're not willing to really do what it takes to stop them. Now, at some point in time, I think, I'm sure there's a few that agree with me, the FBI will try to arrest President Trump on national television. More for an embarrassment than anything else, whether they truly have something on him or not. And the reason behind that is they can't figure this out. They can't, in their mind, he is so evil, so corrupt, so nasty, they don't see why everybody else doesn't see it. So they sit there, and they're trying to figure out ways to nail this guy. So, seriously, mark my words, there's going to come a time when President Trump is given one of his big speeches somewhere. Now, I'm not so sure whether he'll do it while he's at the speech on the stage, because that would be dangerous. They would have to show up with 1,000 agents. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but this is how it works. This is how it's happened in the past. They'll have those people stick up for him. Look at what they did the other night when they heard that the FBI was there. And they started showing up in thousands. Because to arrest him on live TV would show truly where they're coming from. Would show that they are truly a communist, corrupt organization. Yeah, that's right, the FBI. Not all of them. There are people in the rank and file that don't want any part of this. But I want you to think about that. They allow people to come in on their own. All kinds of people, murderers, the Jerry Epstein, Epsteins of the world. But I was going to say they can't be that stupid, but then they just raided his house. They'll storm the stage, some say. They'll arrest the president on national television, drag him away. Right? Throw shackles. You know, think of the worst they get. They are so obstinate about all this. They're so sure that the people are behind them. Even cheating in an election, they couldn't get an overwhelming landslide amount of votes. Right? If they raided his residence, they took Scott Perry's phone away from him. He's the House Freedom Caucus chairman. They're terrified. They are terrified of Trump. I still say to this day, the line in Trump's inauguration speech, when he said, "Today we give power back to the people," they went into a major panic. Right? The federal government's being weaponized, period. Has been since the beginning of the Obama days. These groups have been weaponized to come after. Hey, look at how many organizations did the IRS go after under Obama that were left-leaning? How many? Compared to how many they went after that were right-leaning or hard-right, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. How many? When they get into office, the only people that suffer, the only ones, are conservative Republicans. That's it. Their people are always above the law when it comes to that. Always. You know, again, is anybody looking into who leaked the information to the FBI as to where everything was? Why would they go through Melania Trump stuff? See, these more, look at, I have learned from studying the Constitution, the mindset of the Founding Fathers that these warrants We're supposed to be very specific. This is what I'm looking for. This is where I believe it to be. It's not what they did here. I mean, they went through Melania Trump's wardrobe and left it just a mess. Well, why would they do that? That's intimidation. That's what they do for intimidation. They ruined his safe. I wonder if they're going to replace that. The Washington Post Thursday published a leak from a so-called government official who claimed the FBI searched Trump's Florida residence for classified records related to nuclear weapons. It's been said that Billy Bob Clinton, he gave information, classified information to the Chinese to get them off his case on our bombers, right? Stealth bombers. The FBI raid was so urgent that the U.S. government waited for more than a year and a half after Trump left office to search for the records. That's how important these things were. That's how urgent these things were. So it was just an excuse for the FBI's abuse of power. That's really what it was. There's no way to turn this around to make it sound like it was the right thing to do in any way. Now, when Garland came out, he basically admitted that the Fed has nothing on the president. Absolutely nothing. He couldn't identify anything the president did that was illegal. And I said the scary part about this, I said this earlier, they don't have a crime and proof or pseudo-proof that he's tied to a crime. They are looking for a crime to tie him to. That's what they're doing. It's not supposed to happen in this country. Really, not supposed to happen. Right? Garland also admitted that he personally approved the decision for the warrant. And now they're scrambling to justify this. They claim that there was information on our nuclear arsenal being stored there. Probably the word nuclear was in one of those pages, in the 15 boxes of pages. Unreal. Don't miss your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
Always appreciate the time. Done with each other. How's that? So I was in your host, 855-ROGER, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know, I keep saying that. Hopefully it'll catch on eventually. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, right? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I'm talking about the raid. I know everybody's talking about the raid. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you nuts. But we're hearing about a leak. Somebody leaked the fact that there's nuclear information in those documents. Now, one of two things that come to mind for me, either it has to be somebody that works for him, right, that works for President Trump, knows the stuff is in there, seen the stuff, whatever, or I don't know. I mean, I really, somebody inside the FBI knows that they're in there. Probably nothing big, not a big deal. And again, why did it take, what, a year and a half? If they sure they were there, why did it take a year and a half? Seriously. Now, the people who described the material that the agents were seeking, right, they didn't offer any additional details about what type of information the agents were seeking. Now, whether it involved weapons belonging to the United States or some other nation, they didn't say if the documents were recovered as part of the search. A Trump spokesman didn't say much. And the Justice Department wouldn't say a word. Now, a person familiar, the article says, with the inventory of the 15 boxes taken, indicated that that signals intelligence material was included in them. The precise nature is unclear. I don't know what that means. No, really, think about it. So there might be information there, what, on how many nukes somebody has somewhere? Now, Trump received a subpoena for the documents. And their team was working with the DOJ. And then all of a sudden, the FBI decides to raid. Right? Now, according to John Solomon, at Just the News, Trump received a grand jury subpoena for classified documents, and he was fully cooperating with the federal agents. So what is this about? What is this really about? Right? Trump was cooperative with the federal agents, even added an extra lock to secure the documents in his private storage locker at his Mar-a-Lago residence. So here he is working with them, giving them the information they want within the time frame they want, puts extra security on them to make sure that nobody walks off with them, and they decide to raid him anyway, right? Now, in early June, the DOJ and the FBI asked legal representatives to put an extra lock on the door for the Trump administration. They did, or the Trump team. And they were shown the secure area. They were shown the boxes themselves. And then on Monday, without notification or warning, they show up with an army of agents. Again, makes no sense. And if we keep letting them get away with this, really, we keep letting them get away with this. I don't even know where we go. People come here from other countries because of this, because they want the rule of law. And here you have a guy that they hate. They're going to do everything they can to take him out. They're going to do everything they can to make sure he doesn't run again. And I said, I wouldn't even, there's no way you can take assassination off the table with these people. No way. Look, depending on who you believe, I'm not a big conspiracy guy. You know that. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know it. But I wouldn't put it past them to do something to him like they did to John Kennedy. I don't believe Kennedy for a minute was shot by Oswald alone. But story for another day. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, this is the organization, right? Let this sink in for a second. I just went through the whole, what they're not above the law on, right? But remember, this is the FBI that pushed the Russian collusion hoax. We now know it to be a hoax. Right? These are the people that spied on law-abiding Americans. It's all been proven. This is not right-wing craziness. They lied to the FISA court. Nobody went to jail for that. They ignored Hillary's email server escapades. Remember that? Anybody go to jail for that? Any houses raided? They ignored the Biden family criminal activity. Not a word. Admitted to putting the laptop on the shelf and really never doing anything with it. right? They persecuted and continue to persecute journalists at Project Veritas. What for? Because they're recording in secret. But however, they don't care that the nature of the crimes are at a federal level. They don't do anything about those. They don't even look into them themselves. They're treating the January 6th trespassers like terrorists. I'm surprised they don't put them down in Guantanamo. And the best one, the one I love the most, they're going after PTA moms as if they're terrorists. I mean, for real. Anybody else just find this stuff nuts? Just crazy nuts. And you're not gonna fix it unless you engage and push back. When they come up with the masks again, have you decided what you're going to do? Do you know what you're going to do? Are you ready to truly fight? Or no? You're just going to go along. It's going to take civil disobedience. And it may go further than that at some point in time. I'm not suggesting it needs to. I'm just saying, based on what they're doing to us, based on what they did to Trump, based on what they're doing to other Americans, look at January 6th. They're going to push this thing into that civil war that some of us have been talking about for a couple of years now. You're not going to be able to avoid it. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the solution. The Project Veritas, we were just talking about them. They have, they kind of infiltrated their Murkowski campaign. And working with the staff there, they talked about, in detail, about hiding dark money. Wow. Just amazing, isn't it right? They released, I think it was last week, they released part two of its undercover videos exposing Alaskan Senator Lisa Murkowski. Now, the campaign staffers claiming that the Alaska Rhino secretly supported ballot measure two, ranked voting system in her state to ensure election victory. Now, Alaska handed over their elections to Rhinos and Democrats after approving the ranked choice voting. Project Veritas released uncover video that their staffers claimed that the Alaskan senator quietly supported it. That was there, she was assured re-election. And it's just amazing, right? Now, in the video, I'll post it up on the website later. But in the video, it shows Murkowski staff members revealing how the dark money messaging was used to promote the ballot measure. But it would be bad for Murkowski if Alaskans really knew the real intent behind the message. It's like I've been saying for years. If you truly have you have the right product, you know what you have works, you know what you have is good for the people, why has this become so, I don't know, so evil? We've got enough evil things happening around us. Look what they're doing or trying to do to our kids in schools. Right? Trying to do it to our kids with sexual orientations and such. Trying to do it to our kids with the drag queens in schools. When does it stop? Does it stop till we stop it? And when are you going to get on board and actually stop it? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show. Appreciate your time with me always. And listen, tell a friend, a loved one, an unloved one especially, about the show. We'll be back in a little bit. Got a lot more to talk about.